This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Tuesday that his forces had taken even more advanced further into Russia's Kursk region and now control 74 settlements after launching a surprise cross-border incursion a week ago. Ukrainian forces entered Russia's Kursk region last Tuesday and have taken dozens of settlements in the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. The U.S. announced on Tuesday it has approved billions of dollars more in weapons sales to Israel amid threat of a wider Middle East war, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
The Pentagon said on Tuesday the United States is not looking to engage in offensive operations despite beefing up posture in the Middle East, saying their main focus is on de-escalating tensions.
Our focus is on de-escalating the situation. We have put these additional capabilities into the region to enable us, as I highlighted, to protect our forces, but also to support the defense of Israel should it be attacked.
That's Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Secretary Pat Ryder at the Pentagon on Tuesday. This is VOA News. There are fears from the Hindu minority following last week's ouster of Bangladesh's longtime prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ever since former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled to India, her supporters and associates have faced retaliatory attacks by mobs who have been met by little, if any, resistance from authorities. Members of the country's Hindu minority feel the most vulnerable because they have traditionally backed the Awami League. The party is seen as a secular one in the Muslim majority nation. Kaldeb Nath from the Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council told the AP,
shivering. Every family, everywhere.
In the weeks since Hasina was ousted, on August the 5th, there have been at least 200 attacks against Hindus and other religious minorities across 52 districts, according to Debnath. I'm Karen Chamas.
The African Union's health watchdog on Tuesday declared a public health emergency over the growing Mpox outbreak on the continent. The outbreak has swept through several African countries, particularly the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the virus formerly called monkeypox was first discovered in humans in 1970. It's the first time the Addis Ababa headquartered agency has used the continental security power it was given in 2022. Americans who trace their ancestral roots to the Middle East and North Africa will have their own demographic category, MENA, the next time there's a census in the United States in 2030. VOA's Gina Dulo reports.
Palestinian American Aya Shihade says having to check the box white on federal forms has made her feel invisible in American society.
I always didn't feel like I fit in the white box, and so I would always try to like check off any other box, either Asian or something else. Now it could finally feel like that we're seen and that it's okay to be Palestinian, it's okay to be Arab.
Mina includes nearly 30 different identities, says Arab American Civic Council Policy and Research Coordinator Amin Nash. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, in the Little Arabian neighborhood of Anaheim, California.
British police have arrested over 1,000 people in connection with riots that took place over the last 2 weeks, officials said on Tuesday. At least 575 people have been charged as courts continue to deal with those involved in the disorder, which took place across dozens of towns and cities following the death of three girls and a stabbing on July 29th. Far-right riots took place after misinformation spread about the identity of the alleged perpetrator of the knife attack. I'm Joe Ramsey.